Blog Talk Radio.
Contradicting what y'all has mentioned, it ain't no need for multiplication or long division. No
the type of mathematics. Just trust in Yahweh's word and what he say will happen.
It's the delight of my soul, the only thing that controls. This is the sweetest the roll that I ate in this hole. You know it's the Almighty, the one who's always right. Be you see the light in the sky, you know it's day. And then it's night when the lesser light shines. It's the most sublime, the most profound, the illest sound. Never heard round this town, around this globe. It be the Torah of Yahweh Elohim. Do you understand the things that I speak in these days of the last? It done passed when these people got to fall off the earth like grass with it, like the flower fades. You know how it is these days. People getting played, being so lies of age. But my words, they spray, proclaim the most high name. And you know how it is, we ain't playing no games. Now you give me this word, so it beats the fire. And y'all be like wood burned up. Tell me that you could ever test black. Never that.
Shalom, shalom. First and foremost, in all present honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Peace to my God. Again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another week, another day, another night, to bring to you his great and exalted words, even the words of Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King. He's our lawgiver. He's our judge. And he is our only Savior, and not just the Savior of Israel, but the Savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for allowing us once again to come before you to bring to you his great words. There are no greater words that have ever been spoken, nor are there any words, greater words, that have been written. For these words were spoken out of the mouth of Yah, and they were written with the finger of Elohim. So praise Yah. Again, we come before you another week to bring to you his truth. What we will be dealing with over the course of the next few weeks, in full detail, the Creator, signs, seasons, days, years. And we're going to start off with Yah's appointed times, his appointed seasons, his appointed years, and particularly, oftentimes, since we've been teaching the Creator signs, seasons, days, and years, we've been getting a lot of questions from a lot of people. Some clearly understand the various things that we're teaching, and some still attempting to understand. This is good. For iron sharpen iron. And we're going to try to sharpen you if you're the iron that we think. But there's many who refuse to hear the laws of the Most High, the word of the Most High, but close their ears to it, even though they know that according to the scriptures teach us, he that turneth his ear from hearing of the Most High, even his prayer shall be an abomination. And they know this. And they still refuse to listen. But I pray that you don't be that type of individual. I hope you be the type of individual that think for yourself, that can make decisions for yourself, and that can understand for yourself. For the scriptures also teach us the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear iniquity of the son. But the righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. And furthermore, let us know emphatically, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So you can follow the various leaders who refuse to teach you these things, who refuse to consider these things, and who have elected and chosen to direct you in a way that is not good. And so we're going to show you in detail, in very precise order, how one can know Yah's signs, seasons, days, and years. Why is it relevant? Because our new year is upon us. When do you think you should know and understand the new year? Well, before it comes. And this is a time, and now you have an opportunity to analyze all the various teachings, what all the various teachers are teaching, and write them down. And write down the various scriptures that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt what they teach. Now, of course, you have to do this because the leaders, they refuse to come together to talk about these things and to discuss these things and to stand up for what they teach. You're going to have to stand up for yourself and study for yourself and dot your own I's and cross your own T's. It's okay, because we're going to help you. We're going to help you be able to do just that. And we're going to start off discussing Yah appointed years, because you're not going to hear this from anyone else. You're not going to hear about the various years and their diversity. You're not going to learn about the years and how they are counted. You're not going to learn by scripture what makes up a year. When do a year end? How many months in a year? You're not going to learn these things, not by scriptures. If you learn them, then you will be doing them. But you're going to learn, and you're going to see without doubt that God has appointed years. And what is an appointed year? An appointed year is a set time. Set time is a year, because all of your years are set. Do you think so? He did. God set everything in motion, and he secured it and set it in mind so you can let people teach you that certain years are on certain things, and that's going to determine how long a year is. That's not even in the verse. Nowhere. Nowhere in Christmas at all that a year is dependent on what you see and what you don't see. All of your weeks are set. Not all of Israel believe it, but most Israel believe that the weeks are set and that the Sabbath day is the end of the week. Now, like I said, for everybody. But it is good that the vast majority of the Israelite community believe that. They believe that's fixed. They believe it's set. That is good, because that is the truth. We don't see the same thing the years. And I'm going to show you. All of y'all months are fixed, set, just like the weeks, just like the years. And Yah never gave us the authority to change anything. He never gave us the authority to go by our eyes and our heart and our mind. Look what the Creator tells us about our own eyes, our own mind. The first place I want you to see and consider is in the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter. Watch what this says, and you tell me if this be the truth. And the Almighty wants us to declare the truth. He said, ye are my witnesses, in whom I have chosen. We are the witnesses of Yah. And these are the things that we must witness. We're not like everybody else. And we're not to see things like everybody else. And watch what it says in Numbers 15. And I'm going to start reading at the 37th verse. And this is what it says. And Yah spake unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the border of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. And this is what many Israelites do. They have a fringe, and then they have the ribbon of blue. This is good. But watch why you are supposed to do it. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it and remember hold the commandments of Yah and do them. And watch this. And that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to go a whoring. This is what our people are doing today. They're not going by the word of God. You ask them where a certain thing in the scriptures are at, and they can't tell you not one mama word where y'all did this thing, but they're going by their own eyes. And they're going by their own heart, word of Yah. And you're going to see this all through the book. And I'm going to point out everything that is the truth, and you're going to know it's the truth, because it's going to be, thus is Yah. And then I'm going to turn around and point out the lie. And why? Because the Creator said he will make the crooked things straight. And so there's a lot of crooked things that must be made straight. And but we're not doing this divide, a divided people, nor are we doing this to have any type of stress or strain on our brotherhood, because we love our people and love our brothers as well as sisters. We want to come together. We want to gather ourselves together as the word tells us to. But just like the New Testament, our people are trapped in the doctrine of lies. And who else is going to tell them the truth but one of Yah's servants? So you don't have to take anything personal, but just accept the truth. And this is what we're going to do. And stop going after your own eyes. Stop going after your own heart, telling people you see things and you're counting things that y'all never even took account anyway. And things that y'all never even told you to look for. And I'm going to prove it to you. And then it says that you may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto Elohim. I'm Yah Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your Elohim. I am Yah Elohim. So we can't go after our own eyes and after our own heart. The only thing that we can go by is the Creator's word. That's what he gave us. Before he gave us anything, he gave us his word. And it's through his word where we execute everything that we might do. Furthermore, still speaking of the various things that we must do. The scripture I just want you to consider is in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the 8th chapter. And what are we discussing? What are we discussing? That there are certain appointed years. Years will do. It will allow us to understand where we at today. Many of our people have no clue what year we're in. And the unfortunate thing, don't even want to know. Because they never been taught this. And so they said, since I didn't know it, and they put in know it before me, so it must be important to know, because they didn't, the teachers before me didn't know it, so I don't want to know it. Even though the Creator said, knowledge shall be increased. Even though the Creator said, truth in judgment will return to the earth. Even though the Creator said he will make the crooked things straight, they still don't want to know. And I'm going to show you these things. Watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah, the 8th chapter. Fifth verse. It says, why then is this people of Jerusalem sitting back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast to see. They refuse to return. And I tell a lot of people all the time, there's nothing new under the sun. Our people think they holy today. They think they righteous today. Don't come near unto me today. Pick and choose who they want in the classes and congregations. Well, that's nothing new. The Creator said our people won't fast deceit. Why do you think our people won't let the New Testament go? Why do you think our people won't let the Quran go? Why do you think our people won't let Christianity go? Why do you think our people won't let Judaism go? And then the various religions that are born through these various books, they won't let them go, no matter how much truth we teach them, no matter how it is black and white. They hold fast deceit and her, but they speak not a word, not a right. No man repented of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course. As the horse rushes into the Bible. In other words, everybody just did what was right in their own eyes, their own course. And they would just stand there without no evidence, without no proof, without standing for what they believe, not allowing themselves to be challenged by other leaders' teaching. They not to allow that. They will allow what people they can defeat. Like a man can defeat a child, so he that's fine, but go against another man you're unsure, unless he defeat him. See, everyone turned to his course, and watch the seventh verse. Yea, the stork in heaven knoweth her appointed times. She know her when at times. How do she know? Does she have a calendar? Is that how she know? How does she know she got appointed times? And the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of Yah, because all time deals with judgment. What do you think 400-year captivity deal with? That's judgment. What do you think 70 years of Babylon? That's judgment. What do you think 430 years in Egypt? That's judgment. What do you think 6 years of servitude and go out free to 7 years, that's judgment. And how and not deal with time. You got to know time. And here, the stork know her appointed times, the swallow observe the time of their coming, and the turtle, the crane, oh no, their time, but our people, they don't know time. Now, that's not me saying that. That's the Most High saying that. Now, if we don't know time as the Creator is saying, and I know He's telling the truth, then you would think that we would take time to learn time, to search time. It's not hard to do, because the various times that the Creator give us are fixed. They are set. They are appointed. That's what they are. Why do you think it is? Yeah, the store can have no her appointed times, because that's what Yahweh had. He has fixed appointed times. Not just for the stork, not just for the crane, not just for the turtle and the swallow, but he also has fixed, set, appointed times for Israel. And they not just what's written in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, in which our people have been led to believe. And I'm going to show you that. A verse, watch what it says. How do you say we are wise and the law of Yah is with us? How can we say that when Yahweh laws deal with time? It deals with time. How do I know that? Because Yah said He measured everything. That's what a judgment is. He measures everything. And you can't measure nothing without time being involved. It says, lo, certainly in vain they hid. The pen of scribes is in vain. And no, that don't mean, a lot of people say, well, the book is wrong, and they show you things in the book that's wrong, or what they think is wrong, and say, look, this is the vain pen of the scribes. No, this book is intact. What's vain is the various writings that our people have allowed themselves to take fast deceit with, is these writings that try to interpret the Creator's word, and our people follow it, like the Talmud, like all the commentaries you find in these Bibles, New Testament, like all these other various interpretations. You got people trying to interpret prophecy. Yah never spoke to them. He spoke to Israel. Nine verse, the wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of God. What wisdom is in them? And it's easy to know who rejects the Most High. All you got to do is take them to create a world, and you're going to see. You're going to see. Bring that word to us. Bring it to me and see if I reject it. Just be bold as a lion. Say, look, here's the word of Yah. I'm bringing it to you. And it says such and such and such. And let's see. Our appointed times, and you cannot know your appointed times like the swallow know hers, like the turtle know his, like the crane know theirs, and the stork also, without knowing the word of Yah. You got to know His word. Why you think we wear fringes? Look what it says. Still dealing with Yah's appointed years, because they are set for years. And I declare it because I'm going to show you they set and fixed. But who else is teaching this? So that we can know our times. Look what it says in the book of Jeremiah, since we're in Jeremiah, the 35th chapter. Jeremiah 33rd chapter, Jeremiah 33. In the book of Jeremiah 33, and watch what it says, 23rd verse. Moreover, the word of Yah came to Jeremiah, saying, consider thou not what this people has spoken, saying, the two families which Yah have chosen, he have even cast them off. And this is what the nations are saying. Thus, they have despised my people, that they shall be no more a nation before them. And now the Creator is about to show how you know that Israel are fixed, they're set, they're appointed. Thus is Yah. If my covenant be not with day, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, because Yah set ordinances, he set them. And they're not to be interpreted by each person and people that desire to interpret it. Oh, he said it that we might understand it. You can look at the ordinances of heaven all day long, but if you don't know his words, you don't know his ordinances. Because his ordinances are his word. What do you think an ordinance is? It's a law. So how are you going to know what's in heaven and you don't even know his law? And the various laws that you say you keep and you say we're supposed to keep, after you look up in heaven, you can't find those ordinances in the book. And so that alone should cause you to have reservations. And once you have reservations, all you got to do is seek the Most High and look for the truth. 26 verse, then will I cast away the seed of Jacob and David, my servant. So I will not take any of his seed of rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. Which lets you know how important these ordinances are. So we got to teach them, and we got to know them, and we got to do them. All these things are relevant. They're very relevant. One more scripture. In Jeremiah 31. And this is what it says. 35th verse. Thus is Yah, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, which divided the sea when the waves thereof war. Yahphos is his name. Those ordinances depart from before me, said Yah. You notice it to say, if the moon depart for me, if the sun depart for me, it didn't say if the light depart before me. It says if those ordinances, what ordinances? The ordinances of the moon and the star, the ordinances of the sun, if those ordinances depart from before me, says Yah, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. So we're not looking for no sun and moon, stars to go nowhere. The ordinances of these things is what the Most High is emphasizing. And why? Because it's the ordinances of these things that we are to follow. This is what we're to follow, the ordinances. And learn and know the ordinances, you got to know the book. You got to know the Creator's word. Where do you think you're going to learn the ordinances from? The word of Yah. This is where it is contained. And this is how you know there's great confusion. Going back to the book of Numbers, and then I want you to see these appointed years. Because not only we have appointed years, but we also have appointed weeks, appointed months, appointed days, appointed seasons, and you have to know how all these things connect with one another. And one of the things that our people really get greatly confused on, but we're going to also make the crooked things straight with that, is the calendar of the heathens. And we're going to even show you how you can know their madness. Now, why is it important to know their madness? Well, just as important it is to know the Quran and the Talmud and the New Testament. How can you wake up the dead unless you have the Spirit of Yah? How can you make the crooked things straight unless His Spirit is with you? That's what it says in the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter, the 15th verse. And this is why you have to know the ordinances of Elohim. And these ordinances also include the ordinances of the sun and the moon and the stars. Watch what it says. One ordinance shall be both for you or the congregation and also for the stranger that's sojourning with you. An ordinance forever in your generations. As ye are, so shall the stranger be before Yah. One law and one manner shall be with you, for you, with you. So you would think everybody would really be trying to discuss this thing, sit down and figure this thing out, and to seek the Most High together. Why? Because there's only one ordinance. There's only one law. And there's only one manner for the homeborn and stranger that's a journey with you. That is one ordinance. We all should be seeing the same thing. Not what our eyes are seeing, the word is saying. That's what we must make our contention. What are these years? Well, let me show you one more thing in the book of Jeremiah, the 5th chapter. In the book of Jeremiah, the 5th chapter, this says, 20th verse. Declare this in the house of Yaakov. Publish it in Yehuda, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, says Yah. Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass? That's a law. And though the waves there is tossed themselves, yet can they not prevail. Why? Because that's all. Can they not pass over it? But this people have a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. And this is the part that I want you to see and understand. This is where your humility must come in at. Neither say in their heart, let us now fear Elohim, that give it rain, both the former and the latter, in a season. And he reserveth unto us 20 weeks of the harvest. And this is something that our people don't know. They really don't know the appointed week of the harvest. What do the word appointed mean? It means it's set, it's fixed. In other words, these weeks of the harvest are fixed. They not what your enemies have told you. They come at this time and that time and this time and that. You will never know when to plant. You will never know when to plow. You will never know when to sow. And the only reason you know when to sow and to plant and to plow is because these things are fixed, appointed, set. Now, you can reap. What about these appointed years that Yah have set for our people? And this is where we begin to break down, to demonstrate, and to show you beyond a shadow of a doubt that Yah has signed season, days, years, and you can know them. They're not rocket science. They're very easy. As a matter of fact, everybody think they know, act like you don't know. Act like this is the very first time that you hear me discuss this. Just dump everything out so you can listen and hear like a little child for the first time some of the things that I'm going to show you. And then ask yourself afterwards, do you understand it? And the first thing I'm letting you know is that Yah have set years. And we're going to show you all about his years. What is a set year? A year is meaning that it's fixed, it's set, and all the years do are recycled, go in a circle. According to the circuit and the cycle of Most High. And I let him tell you and show you what this cycle and circle is all about. And I'm going to show you, according to his word, how you can know your years today. Because the Almighty fixed. According to his word, he don't change. He already let us know what is now have already been. And what shall be That is what is now. And Yah required that which is past. So there's nothing new. Some people will tell you, well, when it was doing that back then, things changed. Y'all don't even change. Y'all don't change. And his word definitely don't change. You might change. I might change. But y'all don't change. He's fixed. His word is fixed. And what he say is fixed. It's set. And it's appointed. And this I'm going to prove to you. First place in the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter. And I tell you, well, Yahoo, he can do anything he wants to do. Yeah, he does anything he wants to. And everything he wants to do it, he tell you. So that you might fear him. He said he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants the prophets. So he's not going to do things and then all of a sudden we never knew where it came from, how it came, and who brought it. Everything he do, he let us know. And let me show you what he let us know according to his word. And watch what it says. In the 10th and 11th verse. And here it is. In 6 years, thou shalt sow thy land and gather in the fruits thereof. We're supposed to do that for 6 years. But the 7th year, thou shalt let it rest and lie still. That the poor of thy people may eat, and what they leave, the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner, thou shalt deal with thy vineyard and thy olive yard. In other words, we're supposed to do this. So, 7 years, and again, gather the fruits thereof, let it rest. Now, how often did we do it? We did every 7 years. This was Yahweh's cycle. This was his circuit. To prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt, it was exactly what the Almighty said. Watch the very next verse. 12th verse. 6 days thou shalt do thy work. 7 days thou shalt rest, that thy ox and thy ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. So common sense will tell you, if you work 6 days and rest the 7th day, and the 7th day is fixed, what do you think the years are? He said, work 6 years, and then in the 7th year, rest. Just like he said with the weeks, so is it with the years. They're fixed. They're set. When do you think the years began? Well, the years began in the very first week of creation. That's when he made the years. The set appointed time. And y'all let us know what that time is. But the first thing you got to know is these years are appointed and they are set and they have a cycle, meaning they come on over and over again, because everything is a cycle. See, a woman should easily understand this, because every month she has a cycle. And they can mark the date. years have a cycle. The weeks have a cycle. And you're going to see his seasons as well as his months. All have cycles. Included in these cycles is his holy days as well as all his appointed years. Furthermore, and I just want you to act like you don't understand nothing, and all you know right now is days, thou shalt do thy work. In 6 years, thou shalt sow thy land and gather the fruits thereof. And on the seventh day, thou shalt rest. But in the seventh year, thou shalt let it rest and lie still. This is all the knowledge you have right now. The seventh day is fixed, and you know it is, except for some who would act like you have Roman Sabbath and all. You don't, and we're going to prove that. But the seventh year is fixed, and you can see them side by side. Also, speaking of the Creator's years, in the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter, turn there. Since the Creator said, let every matter be established by two or more witnesses. So let's see. In the book of Leviticus 25, remember, all we know right now, the only knowledge we have, 6 years of our land, 7 year rest, 6 days do all our work and labor, 7 day rest. Watch what it says, Leviticus, the 25th chapter. First verse, Yah spake unto Moshe, Mount Sinai, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto Yah. And when should this land keep the Sabbath? Watch what it says. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath of God. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. That which groweth of his own accord of thy harvest thou shalt reap, neither gather the grace of thy vine undressed. For it is a year of rest unto the land. And do you think Yah Sabbath of the land is some Roman random time of the year? No. This thing is fixed. Just like the Sabbath day, the Sabbath of the land is fixed. How else can the people know when they are to rest? And we're going to show you how. And the Sabbath of the land shall be meet for you, for thee, and for thy servant, and for thy maid, and for thy hired servant, and for thy stranger that sojourneth with thee, and for thy cattle, and for thy beasts that are in thy land, shall all the increase thereof be meat. And watch what it says. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee. Now why? Because, as I told you, as a woman have a cycle, so does The wheat have a Sabbath, a cycle, and not just the weeks, but also the years have a cycle. And what are the cycles? It's seven. And the Creator lets us know in his eighth verse again, thou shalt number seven Sabbath years unto thee. Seven times 7 years. And the space of the seven Sabbath years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you. Ye shall return every man to his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. Why? Because these years are fixed. People look forward to them. They have expectations of them. And you count the years like you count your weeks. In other words, we don't just have 1 day, 2 day, 3 day. No, we got to go through a whole 7 days before the cycle is considered coming to an end. That's why we rest at the end. The week is over. When we're unclean, how do we do that? We unclean for 7 days because the cycle has ended. So we have to number 7 days. We have to number 7 days. And years, we have to number 7 years. And when do we begin to number the 7 days? Well, when we become unclean. And then we start numbering. We start counting. Well, when do you start numbering your week until the Sabbath day? Well, when Yah first started the week. And we can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt when that is. I know you don't think that anybody can do that and prove by Yah's word that the Sabbath day is the 7th day. But we're going to prove it to you because we know when it started. How else do you think we can prove Yah's 7 years? Well, you just, where it started. You got to know its origin, its beginning. Where the year first started, so that you can number 7 years. But first, you got to know its cycle. You got to know there are cycles of years. And here the Creator told us the number 7 cycles of years. And what is a cycle? In this case, it's 7. And that's where we're going to begin at. That's the knowledge that you have to have in order for you to understand Yah's signs, seasons, days, and years. That's the first thing. But we're going to show you beyond a shadow of a doubt how you can prove its start and its beginning. I mean, its beginning and its end. Furthermore, watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy. The 15th chapter. And this is what it says, the very first verse. Deuteronomy 15. At the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. Well, when is that? At the end of every 7 years. First of all, you got to believe that you have cycles of years. And who are keeping that? Who are executing that? And who knows when this 7th year is? Since this is something that you're doing. When is the 7th year? Are we to read this and not know when the 7th year is? Or is it that this 7th year is not relevant today to you? Well, I thought all the words I was relevant. As a matter of fact, the scriptures say every word of Elohim is pure, and he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he were proved, and thou be found a liar. And I just want to know about Yah appointed years. And it appears to be 7. What do you do at the end of every 7 years? Well, you make a release. And this is the manner of release. Every creditor that leadeth unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called Yah's release. So not only did Yah want you to keep a Sabbath of the land every 7 years, but he also wants you to make a release every 7 years. And not only that, he wanted you to number to yourself 7 Sabbaths of years, that you might hollow in a 50th year a jubilee. And how would you know these things? Well, you're going to work 6 years, and you're going to rest the 7th year. And each year are diverse from one another, that you might know what these years are. And this is where we must start the process of learning Yah appointed year. Look here. Stork know his appointed time. The turtle and the crane know his. The swallow know hers. But Yah said our people don't even know the judgment of Yah. In other words, we don't know our years. We don't know our appointed times. An appointed time is the beginning and it's the end. And these are things we got to know if we want to know purpose. Because once you know time, you know purpose. Furthermore, not only that, watch the 12th verse. And if thy brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee, and serve thee 6 years, then in the 7th year, thou shalt let him go free from thee. Even the servants, their servitude was predicated on a cycle. A cycle of years. And how many years is that? 7. What about the lease? 7. What about the jubilee? 7 times 7. The land? 7. What about the wheat? 7. They're set. They're appointed. They're fixed. I'm starting here for a reason, except what Yah's saying here. And you really accept it. Then you're going to understand how simple this thing really is. It's very simple. Deuteronomy 31. Turn there. Watch what it says. Still dealing with Yah's appointed years. See, first I got to just drill it in your mind that it's 777 all the way through. Then you're going to understand, well, what's the difference between the 6th year and the 5th year, the 3rd year and the 4th year, the 1st year and the 7th year? How can I know the 7th year versus the 1st year? Well, the only reason our people don't know the difference between the 1st year and the 7th year, the 2nd year and the 6th year, the 3rd year and the 5th year, is the same reason why they don't know the difference between the 1st day and the 7th day. And you can know the 7th day. But once you begin to learn it and know it, then you can know the 7 years. Watch what it says, Deuteronomy 31. And you're going to learn all this through the word of Yah. And why must we know this? Why must we know our appointed years? The same reason why a stork must know its appointed time. And a crane and a swallow and a turtle know their appointed time. Their appointed time is based and predicated on the law and the ordinances of the Most High. And what do you think ours is predicated on? His law and his ordinances. And as the scriptures say, and then we say, the law of Yah is with us, and we don't even know his appointed times. Watch what it says. 10th verse. And Moshe commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, why does this keep repeating? In the solemnity of the year release, in the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel has come to appear before Yada Elohim in a place where ye shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Because every 7 years, during the time of the Feast of Tabernacles, our people were commanded to read this law. Every 7 years. Where? In Jerusalem. When? During the time of Feast of Tabernacles. When is that? The 7th month. At the end of the year. Because these are the things that must be done. Now that you're beginning to learn that Yah has 7 appointed years. Now, if it's more than that, then show us. Or if you just to go from year to year to year to year to year to year to year with no appointed years at all, well, show us that. But I know that Yah has appointed years, fixed years, set years, years that's not going to be this amount of months this year and that amount of months. No, that Yah don't have anything like that. All his things are fixed. And we can prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt. Why must we know it? We're in the, our year, we got another year coming. When will you know about these years? Sure, we've been teaching them and showing people. But we know our people is not set and fixed in their heart and mind. And that is because our people are rebellious, because many of them are. Not according to me. That's according to scripture. But also, this is something that people didn't know. They didn't know. And so now they're learning things to make the crooked things straight. and they can see that everything about the Most High is in order. Yah has seven appointed years. So when you read this, we already read about the seventh year, which is beautiful. Why everything happens in that seventh year? Because that's the end. That's when it comes to a completion. And so the Almighty reserves a great blessing at the end, as he do with the Sabbath day. So don't be confused when you read this in the book of Leviticus 25 again. You can understand this. And this is what it says in the 20th, Leviticus 25, verse 20 through 22. And watch what it says. And if you say, shall say, what shall we eat at the 7 year? Behold, we shall not sow nor gather in our increase. Because the 7 years are Sabbath, we can't work. So what are we going to do in the 7 year? Watch the 21st verse. Then I will command my blessing upon you in the 6th year, and it shall bring forth for 3 years. In other words, see how unique, different the 6 year is? Produces a great blessing, what Yah himself will command to make 3 years of fruit come. You see that year, you be like, oh man, this is 6 year. The only time such a thing will happen is in the 6 year. And I mean, not only will Yah command blessing to give you fruit in 3 years, that's why you have to know your years, but Yahweh will command his blessing in a 6 year to demonstrate other great blessings, that you might know this year. But if you don't have your heart and mind fixed that Yah even got years, and you just think 1 year to the next, they all the same, and 1 day to the next is all the same, well, you'll never see this, because not all the same. Yah did several different things on each day, which made each day unique, different, diverse from one another. And so did he do with his years. And here we can read very clearly that in the 6th year, that's when he will command his blessing and bring fruit for 3 years, which let you know, now I don't got to work the 7 year, because I got plenty. I got enough for that 6 year, that 7 year, and the 8th year. Where I'd neither have to sow or land. And these are the things we got to know and understand. So that was for the 6 year. What did Yah do unique and different from other years? Watch some of the other things. For example, in the book of Leviticus, since we're in Leviticus, the 19th chapter, what do it say here? At the 23rd verse. And this is what it says. And when ye shall come into the land, and shall plant all manner of trees for food, then ye shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be uncircumcised unto you. It shall not be eaten of. But in the 4th year, all the fruit thereof shall be whole to praise Yah with all. And why? Because you're going to learn that the 4th year represents Yah's praise. You don't know that yet because you dumped all your knowledge out and you learned this for the first time and you seen these things for the first time and you didn't know y'all had seven cycles of years and you didn't realize and know that the seventh year you make the release. And it was, the land was the rest, eat the law, and you're supposed to let your servants go free. All these things you didn't know. But then you read where the sixth year, Yah will command his blessing and bring fruit 3 years. And we don't get fixated on the land because I'm going to show you when Yah command his blessing, that's when it's going to be anyway in the sixth year. You can see in the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise Yah with all. And in the fifth year shall ye eat of the fruit thereof that it may yield unto you the increase thereof. I am Yah Elohim. Why? Because there's a fourth year and a fifth year, sixth year, and a seventh year. And you're supposed to number these as Yah has commanded us. Furthermore, of Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter. Let us turn there. Still talking about Yah set appointed years. In the book of Deuteronomy 26. And we're starting at the beginning, just showing you, first of all, that these are the type of years Yah has. He only has seven different years, seven appointed years, seven fixed years, seven set years. Well, who teaching that? And showing of these seven appointed set fixed years. Well, maybe they're just not important to other people. They know about them, but they're not important to teach them. Well, I'm going to show you how important they are. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter, the 12th verse, this is what it says. When thou hast made an end of the tithing, all tithes thy increase, the third year, which is the year of tithing. When is the year of tithing? Somebody can say, man, in the year of tithing, when is that? What, a third year? And what's that? A fixed, set, appointed year of Yah, called the year of tithing. And has given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that they may eat within thy gates and be filled. Because Yah have appointed years. Yah have set appointed times that you got to know about. That's very relevant. Salvation. How can you know prophecy without knowing these years? They're fixed. They're appointed. They're set. And you. That's how important they are. And I'm going to show you how, even in captivity, I'm going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that even in captivity, that you still number cycles of years. And I'm going to show you. This was done in Babylon, in Egypt, and even before Egypt. So you can see Yah set, fixed, appointed years of time. And then we get into the appointed weeks and all the other appointed times. And then you can understand Yah's appointed feasts. Because how can you know when a feast is and you don't even know it's appointed time. But you will know if you keep listening in. You will know if you humble yourself and not turn your ear away from the law, because that's what we're reading to you, the law. These are not my laws. These are the laws of Yah. And if you fear him, tremble at his words, then you will consider these things. And if you consider them, I can assure you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you will know and you will agree that I'm telling you the truth. So until tomorrow, Yah love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Love and kindness, 'cause I know that I ain't worthy.